Welcome back to Wyoming Sports Talk today. Larry Perotti along with Nick Perotti. And we bring on our special guest, head coach of the East High Thunderbirds, the number two seed coming out of the East, and that being head coach Rusty Horsley. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Coach, let me ask you one of the questions before we get into all of the hoopla of the state tournament. The dance that you are very familiar with, especially on the ladies' side. Let me ask you the obvious question. What was the difference in coaching style this season for you, having coached the East High Lady Thunderbirds for many years and then stepping on to coach the boys' game this year?
You know, to be honest with you, a lot of the same stuff that we've always done. We still run a lot of the same stuff. We still do, you know, a lot of us came over, you know, two other coaches came over with me. So we still do a lot of the exact same stuff. You know, they told me basketball is basketball, but I really didn't believe it. But it is very similar, you know. And the boys, I think they've transitioned into it pretty well. I mean, they've been doing a good job, and they're, you know, if you have kids that work hard, I think you can do some good things.
You know, you still have hopefully three more games to deal with, and hopefully those will all be on the winner's side. Looking back on the season, barring a little bit what happened during the regional tournament, just your thoughts on how the guys played throughout the course of the season.
Well, I'm really proud of our boys. You know, I think I thought we'd start off a little bit slower than we did. We actually had a pretty good run. You know, we lost three games. One I think that, you know, we possibly would want to get back. But with the two with Sheridan, you know, they're just a great team. And we're going to have to make some adjustments if we get to see them again. They're just a really good team. But I thought we'd start a little slower than we did. But to the kids' credit, they did a good job.
Let's keep on that theme with the Sheridan Bronx, where you saw that team in the championship game on Saturday there at Story Gym, where they got the better of Cheyenne East. But what makes that Sheridan team so special right now, where they are going to be representing at least the number one team out of the East Regional there up in state tournament? What makes that team just so potent? What makes them so just dangerous right now on the basketball court?
Well, they shoot it really well. They're really big. You know, they got every piece of the puzzle. Their guard play is really good. I think they're, you know, a real mentally tough team. They got the whole team there. And, you know, they shoot it extremely well, but if they do miss, they're pretty big and they rebound well and their effort's good. So, they're a handful.
They kind of remind me a little bit of the old Gillette teams, where they had, yeah, you know, a big enough guy in the middle, but they, you know, they were solid, you know, 6'5", 6'6", and they had some good guard play, but they could hurt you everywhere on the floor, inside, outside. I mean, this team, I mean, to the Bronx credit, they are the total package for high school.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, I've really been impressed with them, and their effort's always there. You know, they have the eye of the tiger, every one of them. And I think a lot of that comes from, you know, they played in the state championship last year, so they've been wanting to get back there all year. They've been thinking about that. And they do. They have a really good power forward. They got a good shooting forward. They got two bigs that are really good. Their guard, you know, Bauer is exceptional. I mean, and they don't miss very many shots from anywhere.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead, Nick.
I was going to say, at least a fortunate enough thing for you, Coach, though, for at least that Sheridan squad, especially now moving at least to this upcoming weekend there at the state tournament up in Casper, Wyoming, at least for Sheridan, they're on the opposite side of the bracket. So if you see the Bronx, it'll be either in the championship game on Saturday. But just give us at least your thoughts on the matchup coming up this Thursday as Cheyenne East, the number two seed out of the East. You will see the number three seed, Star Valley. Star Valley, a team that has had notoriety down in Class 3A. They have been moved up to Class 4A and had a pretty, again, another successful season out there in the Western Conference. But what do you know about the Braves of Star Valley?
Well, I think they're going to have tough, gritty kids that will compete at all costs, you know, and I know that they're going to get after it on the defensive end. And, you know, Star Valley has just always competed really well. When I was coaching the girls, we had them the first round of the state tournament, and we beat them by 20 earlier. that game was a pretty good game at state, you know. So I think they'll step up their game a little bit, and, you know, their season's on the line just like ours. And so it should be a good game.
You know, Rusty, you look at the West this year, and I'm not putting down the West. Don't take this wrong. You know, aside from Casper Kelly Walsh, it seems to be a little down this year, you know, with Star Valley, Green River, and even Evanston. I mean, you would kind of hang your hat on advantage to the eastern part of the state for the opening round.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think if you think about it, like with Thunder Basin not going to state, I think they're a pretty good team, you know. And so our regional tournament was pretty scary. And you know, if you look at the scores from when the West played the East, you know, I think the East has gotten the better of the West. But, you know, during state tournament, it only takes one game, so you can't really you can throw all that out, I think, and you know, hopefully, you know, we play hard, and that's about all you can ask for.
You know, Rusty, and let's go back to the regional tournament, because we had Eric Westling and your, you know, the young man that took over your program. Let's look at the regional tournament this year, where it was double elimination. Your thoughts on it? Because, again, you know, you've had that luxury during your tenure as the ladies' head coach to sit back and play on Friday instead of playing on Thursday. But this one was kind of like a nail-biter type of tournament.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you're a one or two seed, in the way it used to be, you could relax Thursday night at least. And then you knew, even if you didn't play that well, that you were going to the state tournament. And you can make a run from there. The way this is, you know, you never know. You got to lose two games, but you know, for the one and two seed, I think it was kind of scary, really.
You know, looking at your team, and I had a chance to listen more than be there as Nick was there. But you know, against Sheridan, it sounded like to me that, even though they were the better team on Saturday, and it seemed like, you know, everything worked and there was things that were working against Cheyennes, what are some of the things that you are going back to the drawing board, so to speak, and working on as you get ready for Star Valley coming up on Thursday?
Well, you know, we didn't shoot the ball very well against Sheridan. We were 2 of 20 from 3 and 5 of 13 from the free throw line. They were 18 of 19 from the free throw line. So things like that add up real quick in a big game like that and at the state tournament. So I think we're going to have to get, you know, we're going to have to shoot it a little better, and we're going to have to shoot from the free throw line a lot better.
And, Coach, I want to get your thoughts on something that happened during the regular season that we were not able to get to you, at least before, but it happened during at least one of the contests at Story Gym during the regular season, of one Eric Oliver at least breaking the East High school record of James Johnson's school record of most points there for Cheyenne East. Just give us your thoughts on being able to coach a player of that caliber who has had that much talent, being able to give that much talent to your Thunderbird team, and, again, hopefully we'll – bring another championship back to the Cheyennes, at least at the school.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those kids that, you know, we talk about as coaches, you probably only get one of those in a lifetime. You know, just an amazing citizen, amazing kid around our school, amazing basketball player. You know, what he could score at in every phase of the game, you know, and that's what makes him so tough. And he's a quiet scorer, you know, how he goes about his business. He, you know, the referees love him around the state just because he's such a good kid on the floor. His teammates love him. Coaches love him. So you really got to hand it to a kid like that because, you know, a lot of times when they're that good, you know, they can have a little edge to them that people don't like, but he's just really handled himself really well. And as a coaching staff, we're very lucky to have him.
Rusty Horsley, the head coach of the Cheyennes Thunderbirds, joining us here in Wyoming Sports Talk today. Coach, you've been to many a state tournament, and again, you've had that opportunity to bring home that state championship banner as the head coach of then the Lady T-Birds. How do you, as the head coach, kind of keep the guys from, you know, not pressuring themselves? Again, this is not your first dance. You've been there. You did it. You done it. You're at Casper College at first day against Star Valley. How do you keep these guys focused on, hey, one at a time?
Well, you know, and that's what we talked about that tonight in our film session. And we also said, you know, what happens to kids sometimes at the state tournament is, you know, they play ahead of themselves a little bit. So if they miss a shot, then they start pressing and things go downhill real quick when they do that. And we just talked about, you know, kind of keep your composure during the game. Basketball is a game of runs. They're going to make their runs. We got to work through it defensively. For the nerves and get rolling that way. And anytime we feel pressure or doing anything, then that's when you really got to rely on your defense to take care of that. You can't push yourself offensively. Things will fall where they should as if you take the game as it comes.
And, Coach, finally, you know, again, I've seen many a state tournament over the years. It's the five that you throw on the floor, but also, too, looking down at number six, seven, and eight, those are always key pieces. And these are parts of the puzzle that definitely have to fit in, and they have to fit in right as they come into the ball game.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot. Is, you know, over the years, there's always been a kid that has been kind of quiet throughout the season. But then in the tournament makes a big splash, and that's kind of what we want. We want some of those kids to come out and get ready to roll. But it's always somebody that you never really thought would really help you in a big situation, and that's the way it is. So everybody's got to stay ready to play. And our kids have done a good job with that all year. I think some of our bench players have really stepped up. You know, Jake Rail made a big three against Thunder Basin in a timely manner. So we've had a lot of kids step, you know, Onyx Jackson's done a good job, Aiden Colgan, you know, so we've had kids step up and do a great job when they have to.
Well, Coach, we, Nick and myself, we wish you all the best. I know, again, you got Star Valley noon at Sweet Erickson Gymnasium at Casper College, and you're playing one at a time, so we wish you all the best, and hopefully Championship Saturday you are there back again on the event center floor.
Well, thanks a bunch. I really appreciate it.
All right. Rusty Horsley joining us on Wyoming Sports Talk today. We are going to take a timeout. We got more hoops to talk about as we will chat with head coach Brian Orbar of the LCC Lady Gold Eagles after these words here on 1480 KRA.